This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Germany as the Biden administration presses ahead with a diplomatic charm offensive designed to woo back wary Western European allies after 4 years of turbulent relations under former President Donald Trump. Blinken is on his second visit to Europe in 7 days, having just accompanied President Joe Biden to leaders' meetings in Britain and Belgium. But Mr. Biden is determined to assure Europe that Trump's transactional approach to transatlantic ties is a thing of the past, despite some lingering differences with key allies over energy and defense priorities. Blinken will follow his visit to Germany with stops in France and Italy, his first to all three nations as Mr. Biden's top diplomat. Iran foiled a sabotage attack Wednesday on a building belonging to the country's Atomic Energy Agency, state television said, adding there were no casualties or damage. It gave no further details on the building or the nature of the sabotage that had been averted. The incident comes as Tehran and world powers attempt to revive a hobbled 2015 agreement on Iran's nuclear program in Vienna talks, which an EU negotiator said Sunday were moving, quote, closer to a deal, end quote. American authorities have seized a range of Iran state-linked news websites they accuse of spreading disinformation. The move Tuesday appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media amid heightened tensions between the two countries. The U.S. Justice Department said 33 of the seized websites were used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union, which was singled out by the U.S. government last October for what officials described as efforts to spread disinformation. This is VOA News. A bomb killed 3 people and wounded 14 others in Pakistan's eastern megacity Lahore Wednesday. Officials believe the attack targeted police and security forces. The blast happened outside a house near a checkpoint in an affluent neighborhood, the province's police chief said, adding the blast was being treated as a terrorist incident. He said it was unclear whether a vehicle was packed with explosives that were remotely detonated or if a suicide bomber was behind the blast. The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan is urging the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield back to the negotiating table. Deborah Lyons warned that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more bloodshed and conflict. She told the UN Security Council Tuesday that she cannot overstate her concern at the current situation. Lyons said every major trend, politics, security, the peace process, the economy, the humanitarian emergency, and tackling COVID, is either negative or stagnant. She pointed to increasing Taliban violence over the past year. Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily announced Wednesday it will print its final edition after authorities froze its assets using a sweeping new national security law, silencing the city's most China-critical media outlet. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedoms and will deepen unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Journalists outside the newspaper's headquarters Wednesday evening said they plan to print 1 million copies overnight, a staggering number given Hong Kong's 7.5 million population. More than 40 countries urged China Tuesday to allow the UN Human Rights Chief immediate access to Xinjiang region to look into reports that more than 1 million people have been unlawfully detained there, some subjected to torture or forced labor. The joint statement on China was read out by Canadian Ambassador Leslie Norton on behalf of countries including Australia, Britain, France, Germany, Japan, and the United States to the UN Human Rights Council. A second coronavirus case has been detected linked to the Ugandan Olympic team after a coach tested positive on arrival in Japan, a city official told AFP Wednesday. Japanese national broadcaster NHK said the second positive case was an athlete, but local officials declined to confirm. An official from the town where the team is training said the case had been detected among 8 delegation members and a local representative who had traveled with them from Uganda. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.